So I'm in a pub watching the Ryder Cup unfold, and you're a sage, one of the great comebacks of all time, I think. Europe lead at the moment, 12-13, having been 4 points behind, and they are truly, truly staging quite a remarkable comeback. Paul, your thoughts? I'm with you. Paul Omani, Omani blog on Twitter.
Well, I mean, these guys are just amazing. The fact that they can even hit the ball at all at this stage under the pressure that they're under amazes me. I mean, the idea that poor old Jim Furyk. I mean, I really felt for him. Oh, my God, Keimer's gone into a bunker. I mean, it's going to go right down to the end. And everybody's getting their money's worth. The fans, us here in a pub in Cork, you know. I mean, it really is like the last few overs in a five-day test match, you know, with the wicket turning and the last two batsmen are in and... they only have 12 runs to win the test match, you know?
Off,
I mean, I don't
off,
know.
Off two overs.
I mean, most of the people won't understand the cricket stuff, but it is actually... I mean, golf isn't really an exciting game. You just walk up and hit a ball and walk after it and carry on. But this... Oh, my God.
Stricker has done the same.
Really is nerves. These guys are so good, but they... One hits it into the bunker and then the other one follows him in.
Okay, so we will come...
They must be wetting themselves, really.
We'll come back to you in a few holes. The nerves, you can hear it in our voices. Well, it's not getting any less nerve-wracking. Three games left on the course. Europe are down in one and level in two, I think. Very, very tense. Very tense. Watching a putt. Keimer. It's about 6 feet. It's in! Oh, they like that in the pub here. They like that in the pub here. So what does that leave us? That leaves us...
I think this is a partisan crowd, Roger.
What, you think we're not being entirely entirely neutral?
The notion that the Ryder Cup should come down onto the shoulders of an Italian, you know, for somebody of my generation. First of all, I was brought up thinking that no Italian could ever swing a golf club, you know. So the idea that an Italian, the whole thing would hang on an Italian. I mean, the Italians were good at style, but, you know, getting the ball in a hole on a golf course, I mean, it was ridiculous. And it's wonderful, the idea that Molinari against Woods, I mean, two more different personalities you couldn't have. I mean, their upbringings must have been chalk and cheese. I mean, however, Molinari was brought up with spaghetti, I'm sure, you know, all over the place, and pasta. And Woods was brought up with a ruler. You know, I mean, it's just a really interesting cultural clash. There's going to be a collision of worlds on the 18th. This may go down to the water on the 17th.
Oh, my
or
nerves,
the bunker on the 18th.
My nerves won't hold that. Okay, we're watching an American, I don't know who, putting about 9-10 feet to save the hole, half the hole. And no problem.
I have to say,
no
well
problem.
Done, Stricker. That was something amazing to follow him in. That was brilliant. Yeah.
So, all square, Stricker and Keimer. Now, that was a game we were up in, I think. Okay, USA up in one, square in two. We're about to watch Duffner win his game, I think.
Duffner needs to get down in two. If Duffner gets down in two from here, he will win the match, right? And the green is very fast, and he's hit it very, very slowly. His ball has wandered off to about 5 feet left of the hole, pin high. And he's a very edgy-looking putter, you know. He will dribble this ball in the direction of the hole. You can be now, the greens are fast, you know. He's a real touch putter. I've never seen him ram a ball into the back of the hole. He goes in the front door. I would back Duffer to miss that putt.
Would you? Well, Hansen now, for Europe, is this to half the hole? He has to sink this.
I think the match is over unless... No, wait a minute. He, yeah, much. It hinges on this, I think, really. Poor old Latapal is, you know.
He's aged, hasn't he? I think he's probably aged 10 years in the last 10 hours.
A captain can do nothing at this stage except suffer on behalf of their team. I mean, nobody should suffer except the captain, really.
Darren Clark looking remarkably chipper.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be a great man to have in the team, even if he wasn't playing for morale, Darren Clark?
Yeah, I can't remember if he can hit the golf ball anymore these days. Is he actually doing well this season? I mean, the main thing is he was such an iconic figure in Dublin, Celtic Manor. Oh, yeah, and in the K-Club.
Oh, yeah.
He rather spoiled it for me by downing a whole pint of Guinness in a single go. I actually don't like that kind of image of the Irish as, you know, capable of proving their macho image by downing a whole pint in front of the assembled young children of the nation. That to me was a... No, I didn't like that, I have to admit.
We are live on
Darren, if Darren ever hears me say that, you know, people can change and improve, you know.
Hansen's putt is... Oh!
Is that the end of Hansen?
That's the end of Hansen. It trickled past by centimetres. Centimetres. We are all square at the Ryder Club at 13-13. Molinari has just hit a fantastic shot onto the score. Oh, here we go. Cayman now. Oh, 17th hole over the water.
191 yards.
191 yards.
Probably about a 6-iron.
Okay. He seems concerned.
I don't know.
He seems concerned.
I don't think he's mad about that. Where's he gone? He's miles away from the flag.
He's on and miles away.
Very safe.
Very safe. But
you can hardly blame him.
But his opponent is a bit safer.
Okay,
Woods. Woods now. Second shot on the 16th.
It's a pity they don't give the distances, you know? It would be quite interesting to know what his distance from the flag is. This man could do anything, you know? He could sink this, you know? He's hit it.
Walking
up,
he's walking, he's happy enough.
No, he's not. He's come up short. Okay.
Oh, 10. So he is about, what would we say, 15 feet behind? Maybe.
I think it's longer.
Maybe 20 behind.
Oh, he's 15, yeah.
Molinari?
He has the first putter advantage, you know. It's called the first mover advantage in golf. Get the ball in the hole first, and the other guy really has it up against him, right?
Well, looking at this results board, unbelievably, Europe won the first five matches, which I think when we got here this evening, this was never going to happen.
Tell me, is this a serious podcast about golf, or can I say something ridiculous?
Say whatever you
ridiculous?
Want, Paul.
Well, I just want to say, which is your favourite colour, blue or red, Roger? If you could only wear one shirt, you're actually wearing red. I see where your colour... I am wearing something that... In this light, passes for blue. So
I'm wearing
blue
jeans.
You're obviously in favour of the Americans.
I'm wearing blue jeans.
Now we have a Rolex ad.
I'm in Cork, and the colour of Cork is red.
Oh, yeah, pink's well on his feet, you know.
So,
and in Munster, colours are red.
Munster
so
colours are
Munster
red.
And Cork.
England's change strip used to be red. Lord knows what it is now that the marketeers have got in.
Does anyone wear red in cricket?
West Indies have kind of like burgundy.
Not red. That's
burgundy.
Not red.
Kenya's green and red. Kenya's green and red. I don't know.
Okay, so look, Woods was brought up to withstand any amount of pressure, right? I mean, his father used
but he's
to...
he's never done it in the Ryder Cup. Ryder Cup pressure seems to be more than he can handle.
He did actually win an incredible number of match play competitions as a young golfer. He won the American amateur golf competition many times. So he is a very experienced match player, right? Do we know anything about Molinari other than that he used to eat pasta?
Well, I've been reliably informed this evening by you that he ate spaghetti, so that's all I know. Doesn't he have a brother? Isn't he one
he
of
us? We don't know. I can't remember what happened to the brother.
They
were both in the Ryder Cup last time.
Yes, and I don't think they've actually embarrassed themselves in the Ryder Cup. I think they have contributed. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen that previous 2 days, but I don't know.
Tiger's got to redeem himself, you know. A wounded tiger is dangerous. I can speak cliches, you know, too. That's anything intelligent about golf at this stage. But what do we actually have? We have Stricker, who's got nerves of ice. And we've got Kamer, who's similarly born in some northern European country where they have no emotions.
Is he German? Kamer.
Is he German? Is he?
I don't know. See, the Americans have it so easy. They go, well, they're all Americans.
Look,
we watch the team when they're
from Ohio or when they're from Oklahoma. Don't tell me the Americans don't know the difference between the Dust Bowl and New York, right? They know the difference.
But they can
right?
get away with it by saying they're all American.
We just think the Americans know nothing. Like, we think the Americans, so they've never been anywhere, right?
That wasn't my point.
And yet there are very few people in this pub who could actually name you even half the states in the United States, and who could place a quarter of them on a map accurately.
There you are, an indictment.
Well, the fact that I have a sister living in Arizona gives me a bit of an advantage, I have to say. And I know Betty McRae in Oklahoma, right.
We have a putt from about 6 miles out.
That's a very small
and he's always sent it. Oh my goodness, this is fantastic. That was 400 yards out, and Kamer has knocked it across the green to probably within 10 feet. Not a bad putt. Less than 10 feet.
He will need a lot less than a wedge. He'll make it with a putter.
He's not going to be. The driver is going to stay in the bag for the next shot. Although he could have been forgiven for getting it out for the first putt.
Could chip into the hole here, Roger. Right. Now, you know how commentators on a match, they deliberately try to keep the audience, no matter what they think themselves, they try to say that it all hinges on the balance, right? This guy could go in the water with his chip shot if he tops it, or he could go in the hole if he hits it right, or what's he done? He's gone past the hole.
What?
He really did get a rush of blood to the head.
He did a bit with a wedge.
Because the water pulled that ball. There was a lot of gravity behind that ball.
Well, he didn't get the wedge underneath it. Here's another American putt from some distance out.
This is Woods.
Who has put it past.
Whatever you feel about his ethics, that was a good putt.
It was a good putt. And in a regular tournament, that would have been an absolutely excellent effort. Now, it opens the door to Molinari. For Molinari.
No, this is Stricker.
Oh, this is Stricker now on the other green. We're flitting between greens.
No, this guy's done well now. I would back Stricker with this, really. I think Stricker's going to sink this. I think he's going to go in the front of the hole.
I knew
if I said he was bound to get it, he would miss, you yes. said.
Well, never ever give me a racing tip, right? Never tell me the name of a horse that's a dead cert.
Look, he's calmed down and he's shitting a brick. And he's right beside his captain, who is absolutely distraught and hasn't shaven in 4 days. Or does he ever shave, by the way, the European captain?
I don't know. Actually, okay, this is Molinari. 12 feet out, maybe more. Oh!
These are like guys in darts trying to hit the bullseye, aren't they?
They are. That was very close, but that went so far past, I think.
Yes!
Who's this now? This is...
I didn't realise these guys like golf.
No. We have just had...
Kamer
is one up with one to play.
No, two.
No, he's on the 17th. He's off to the 18th.
So he has to get a half.
Yes. Now.
That's a half point for the Europeans.
That's a half point now.
They only need half a point in the other match.
But. Woods is going to make Molinari putt again, I think.
I wouldn't trust Woods not to beat Molinari. You know that? I mean, it's an awful weight to lie on a small little Italian guy's shoulder.
And he is going to have to putt again.
Italy is a small nation, right? And I don't know how...
Huge putt for Molinari. This is 4 or 5 feet away from the hole. He has to get this one.
He's wearing white shoes.
That's
Just.
Why don't you, Roger, you're getting so involved in this. Why don't you just put the mic up against your heart? That would actually increase the drama, you know? We'd get heartbeat. Have we had heartbeat audio booze?
Heartbeat audio booze, I don't know.
The next time somebody's putting, you ought to put it right in against the skin and capture the sound, the beat of your heart.
We are currently two games on the course, all square in one, Europe up in one. We will come back to you. Kamer has just teed off on the last. He seems okay. He seems happy with it. Oh, he's gone wide. He's in the bunker. He is in the fairway bunker by the looks of it. That is not good.
The last time he went in a bunker, Kamer went. Stricker followed him in, right? So this probably means that he won't do it this time, and that he'll go down the middle of the fairway. I imagine Stricker's family is all holding their breath at this moment in time, rooting for their man. So what's he done?
He seems happy enough.
I think
he's happy enough. He's happy enough. No, he's in on the fairway.
Down the left, yeah. It's gone down the left inside the fairway. He's got a good position for his feet.
Back with you when we get onto a green. Come back to you here because Molinari on the 17th looks horribly, horribly nervous as he tees off.
All the blood has drained out of both cheeks, I would say.
Yeah,
he's just been talking to his team captain. He's been told that the whole thing depends on this shot.
And there it goes. He's looking. He's anxious. Oh, it's over the green, but it looks okay. It's okay.
That's good. He went over the flag.
Yeah.
And he did the right thing. He took an extra club so that he wasn't going to fall short into the water, and he went through it.
There's a tremendous roar in the background. I wonder what's happened.
How long is it since Tiger Woods had a hole in one?
Stop tempting fate, for God's sakes.
I think, all his life, you know, Tiger Woods has probably been dreaming about scoring at Sawgrass, imagine somebody scoring a hole-in-one on the 17th. That's the one designed by Peter Dye.
It's tense enough as it is without you coming up with nightmare scenarios of Tiger Woods doing holes-in-one.
We all have ways of projecting our anxiety. Mine is through by expunging words.
Well, shut up.
I see. You want complete quiet in the pub, is it? This is not Coleman Park, where the opponents are lining up a penalty 35 yards out. Okay, Woods.
Tiger Woods, and he whacks it. Oh, a grimace. Almost. No, he seems happy. Here it comes.
Straight at the hole, onto the green.
Onto the green, and that's...
Woods is in a better position.
Yep.
Yeah. We have to say the Americans have it wrapped up, Roger. It really does look to me as if, you know, when the chips were down.
The voice of optimism there for you.
Absolutely. I think Molinari is finished. I think Keimer's going to blow it. I think we're, you know, here are the ads, Roger. There we are.
I better go home then.
I think there's no doubt, you know. That reminds me of the guy who won the British Open out of the bunker on the 17th or 18th, that wonderful Scottish player. What was his name? They put a plaque up there to him. He hit a 7-iron out of the bunker onto the green on the 18th.
Stricker's shot now.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter where Stricker goes because... Well, it does. He's gone long.
He's gone long.
That's a very, very tricky putt, as we know. I mean... That's the one that Duffer tiddled down the hill ever so and left himself about 6 feet and didn't have to putt. Now Keimer.
Molinari now, who is about 3 feet off the green. And he's chipping towards water.
But he has to get down in...
Oh, and he hit it too hard. Oh, no!
I could have hit better than that, Roger. That was the most disgraceful attempt at a golf shot. for somebody at this level. I mean, that was just unbelievable. Yeah. He basically topped the ball. I mean,
that hole is gone.
That will be remembered as well as Jean Van de Velde in the water on the 18th in the British Open, where he crawled in and kind of lost it in the water. We do not expect Tiger Woods to take more than two shots from here, do we?
No, we don't.
And then, of course, we'll have more excitement, which is Molinari trying to sink a 15-foot putt back up the hill.
Well, it's coming slightly undone, and Alathabal is going through hell. And what were you saying about captains interfering on the 17th, Paul?
Well, it is possible that too much pressure was put on Molinari. I mean, Woods has proved himself. That'll have to be conceded.
Yeah, wonderful.
Molinari will have a bit of excitement.
Now, it looked to me the same distance that Lee Westwood was asked to putt just now.
Now, actually, Roger, we are in quite a good position. It's not as bad as it might feel.
Wait a minute. Sorry, did I blink and did your twin brother, the optimist, walk in?
No, I think we're nightly settled because Keimer is in a very good position. If he wins the match, we go to 14 points.
And we retain.
14 points is winning the Ryder Cup, right? Forget about the fact that it's a tie and all that. But we keep the thing, and we don't have to give it back.
Yes,
and
this, we won the game 14-14.
This Spanish man has played golf all his life. He's been a wonderful, wonderful player. And he feels that his whole history, he will be letting Seve down if he doesn't win the Ryder Cup. I think things like that happen to people. Or he will dedicate the Ryder Cup victory to Seve. Which is who it should be dedicated to, of course. But there'll be no question about that. I mean, his victory speech, if they win, will, I would imagine, be dedicated to Seve. Stricker has other ideas, meanwhile.
He does. Right. If we have time, we will stay with this putt. If not, we'll come back to you. No, he's off on a walk again. We'll talk to you in a minute. Stricker is finally going to putt. He is putting about, what do you reckon?
It's a 40 foot, 50 foot putt?
Possibly more, no, but definitely that.
He could be 65.
Yeah.
He's going to have to come down the left hand side of the hole.
Here it goes.
Slowly, that's a bit
shadows,
fast.
Through
that
the light.
Seems to me to
it's
be
not
a bit
turning,
fast.
It's not turning.
It's a bit
oh,
fast.
He's gone past and he's missed it by. He's missed it by. Oh,
he overhit
12.
It. He overhit it.
Well, not only did he overhit it, he didn't even hit it at the hole.
Yeah, but he wasn't meant to hit it at the hole. The problem is he got the pace all wrong.
Molinari to halve the hole. This is so important.
We assume he won't get this.
No conviction. That game now, Tiger Woods, one hole to go, is up by 1 point.
Well, I think it would be rather nice, I have to admit, if Tiger Woods won his match. But actually, Stricker lost his. In fact, actually, there's a chance that Tiger Woods won't have to play the last hole, because if Keimer wins here, the Ryder Cup will actually have to play the last one, because it'll either be a tie or they'll have.
Oh, this is a putt to retain the Ryder Cup. Actually, has crept up on us. Keimer from a million miles out. He's far away. He settles.
He actually has two putts to retain the Ryder Cup.
Here it goes. He's hit it too hard again. Oh my goodness, he has made the same mistake on two holes running, I think.
This is called follow the leader golf. Because Stricker went long and then
the European team cannot believe it. He has gone.
I think this is a fix. I think this has all been arranged so that to hold television audiences so nobody goes for a cup of tea or a beer or a coffee or whatever you like. These guys have got earpieces in their ears that are telling them what to do so as to maximize the tension.
So does that mean the winner has been decided?
These are all puppets on a string. They cast lots 3 days ago for this, and the whole thing has just been... I mean, this does look so much like as if it's designed to get to the 18th, where, you know, Molinari halves the match somehow or other. If Stricker sinks this and Keimer misses his, that means their match is all square. Then it's down to Molinari managing to win the last hole. The Americans could still win this.
Yes. Both teams go. Right, Stricker is setting himself up over his putt. This is for a par. But that doesn't tell us very much for a par. Is it to halve the hole?
No,
win the hole?
Keimer has a putt after this. So if Stricker wraps this in, which I confidently expect him to do, Keimer has to follow him in to win the match.
All Keimer had to do was tickle
that
the ball
was
up to the
Love
hole.
The third we saw on television, by the way, in case you didn't recognize the man.
Stricker is taking his putt now. Here we go. 10 feet out. Left. Oh, it's good. It's very good. It's in.
Do you know why are they all wearing white shoes? Do you think that some company got the contract that they would all the shoes would be white?
I don't know. Is the answer to that one?
I mean, my way of dealing with the tension is to focus on the clothes they're wearing.
I have only 3 minutes left, and I want to record the joyous scenes. So I'm going to cut it short now and leave you hanging as to what happens. Actually, no, this could be the winning scene. So what am I talking about? Of course I'm not going away. This could be the winning putt. I'm not going anywhere. No, this is to halve the hole, isn't it?
No, this is to win the match.
I don't know anymore. Paul says it's to win the match. I think it's to halve the game.
I was wrong. This is to halve the hole.
Halve the hole, and this...
Hang on, he was one up.
Yes.
This is to retain the Ryder Cup.
This is to retain the Ryder Cup again. Same distance as Stricker uphill.
Wasn't it Darren Clark who won the last Ryder Cup?
Well, that happened so quickly. That happened in seconds. Here we go. Keimer to win the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah!
You have to give it to him. That was stunning.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. We were 4 points down at the start of the day. It is... I'm speechless. Paul, help me out.
I actually think that Molinari will concede his match, so the two teams finish level here, and that will be maximum face to everybody.
Yes.
And Europe will retain the Ryder Cup. I cannot believe they're going to play the 18th hole.
No.
Now, Woods will want to play it, but Molinari will concede it to him in the interests of just joining team celebrations.
And there he is. Molinari is being told, I think.
I think Molinari will now shake Woods' hand.
Yes, he's being told by a lot of
golf, I suspect. Because, there's no way they're going to play any more golf.
No. That was remarkable. What a turnaround. And Tiger Woods is getting a golf club out.
No. He's joking. The poor man is just...
He does not have a joking look on his face.
He does not have a look on his face. Don't tell me that he doesn't have a sense of humor. He really ought to smile. Tiger Woods would do something for his reputation if he would only smile. Because he can't do anything. It's down to Molinari to concede the match.
Yeah. I thought
no
Alathabal went up to
no
Molinari.
Woods is going to declare a draw.
Molinari was told by Alathabal there. They had a conversation. It looked to me as if Alathabal was saying, that's it, we've retained the Ryder Cup, it's over.
I don't honestly think if Molinari wants to play the last hole, he can take 9 to get into the hole and it won't make a damn difference. He looks like he's going to hit
his shot. He's going to hit his shot.
This is going to be the most extraordinary talking piece that they didn't actually shake hands and walk off. because, but nobody in the entire world except people interested in the nerdy aspects of golf are going to care a damn about the last match.
Exactly, and I agree with you. Shake the man's hand, it's done, it's dusted.
I think if it was Jack Nicklaus, he would have... I know it,